Since the Bill of Rights, there have been just 17 changes to the U.S. Constitution, but Tennessee lawmakers could vote Thursday to demand a major rewrite. It's called a convention of the states, and it's buried down there in Article 5 of the Constitution, right after all the stuff about Congress, the presidency, and the Supreme Court. It gives states the power to call a constitutional convention, just like the one that took place in Philadelphia more than 200 years ago.
If there was ever a time in the history of our republic that states need to take advantage of having that constitutional authority, it is now.
Columbia Republican Sheila Butt has been spearheading the effort to call a second constitutional convention. Four states, including Florida and Georgia, have already done so. 34 could by the end of the year, enough to trigger a convention. Supporters include the American Legislative Exchange Council and Tea Party groups. Even backers like Butt admit it sounds extreme, but she says the Constitution needs to be amended to curb federal power, require a balanced budget, and create term limits, including for Supreme Court justices. Skeptics like Bill Sanderson, a Republican lawmaker from West Tennessee, worry it'll open a can of worms. He says the country has done just fine running amendments through Congress.
And I understand the Convention of States. I've read it. It seems like we're going the back door on this.
Foes of the idea worry it could open the door to changes to sections like the First and Second Amendments. But supporters of the convention note that any proposed amendments would have to be ratified by 38 states. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.